Heavenly Father, we want to thank you so much for this wonderful month of April. We give you all the glory because you have been so good to us. We thank you, God, from January to February to March and now April and to the rest months of the year because we know that you are still God. We thank you because, Father, Lord, you have great plans for us and for all our era this morning. Lord, I thank you because your plans for everyone listening to us this morning will surely come to pass in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I believe you, God, for all those people looking unto you for one testimony of the other. Because, Father, you are giver of every good things, that in this month of April, you will visit them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray, oh God, even for all those who needs your divine intervention in their situation, that, Father, Lord, you will come in and you will solve every life issues in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, today, as we share your word, I pray that everyone there, Lord, shall be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, Lord, in Jesus' wonderful name, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah to Jesus. Can I welcome you to this very important program on radio called Church on Air? It is time for us to be blessed again. And I want to thank God for what he's doing in our life. Thank God for the testimonies we are hearing through this broadcast. Thank God because God has been so good. God has been so wonderful. You know, people are sharing with us how God is dealing with them, you know, in a wonderful way through this program. And it really gladdens our heart to know that our God is alive doing marvelous things in you. You are hearing me this morning. You will also have your own testimony in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to help me to call somebody, phone somebody that this program, Church on Air, is on this channel and God is here this morning to bless us in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now, this morning we are starting a new topic which says, you know, season of favor, or we can call it an overflowing favor. Season of favor or overflowing favor, because I want to believe that you have entered into a new season. You know, when you look at the book of Ecclesiastes, it was telling us that there are various type of season, you know, but you this morning, you have entered into a new season and it's a season of favor, and so it shall be for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Can we open our Bible to Psalm 102 verse 13? Psalm 112 verse 13.
Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come.
You will arise. God is about to arise on your behalf this morning. God is about to arise on behalf of your business this morning. God is about to arise, you know, concerning your family this morning. Bible says, thou shalt arise. Until God arises, you know, nothing moves in your life. No favor in your life. Nothing, no progress in your life. Bible says, thou shalt arise and what? And have mercy upon Zion, upon the church, upon, you know, God's people. God said he's going to have mercy upon you. Come on, in this new month, receive the mercy of the Lord. I say receive God's mercy. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, mercy is coming to you. God has canceled every judgment that have been in you against your life, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, you know, he said, you will have mercy upon Zion. He said, for the time to favor her. Oh my God. You know, your time has come this morning. Are you listening to me, dear? You know, he said, for the time to favor her. Yeah, the set time is come. Now, that's why I know that it is your turn. Now, it is your time. Now, it is your season in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, let me start to say this morning, number one, that favor erases years of labor. You know, when favor comes, your labor ends. Are you listening now? You know, favor terminates struggling. You know, probably you've been struggling over the years, struggling here and there, struggling to do this, struggling, you know, to marry, struggling to eat, struggling to be in business. You know, when favor comes, struggling, you know, will surely come to an end. You know, when favor comes, no weeping will come to an end too. You know, all this, your weeping, night weeping, you know, side weeping, weeping all the time. When favor comes, favor eradicates weeping. It stops weeping. Look, when favor comes, toiling stops. Hey. You know, you've been toiling, like, you know, the story of Peter we shared the last time, you know, in Luke chapter 5. You know, we saw him toil. He said he has toiled all the night, but all of a sudden Jesus Christ came. You know, the favor you need is in Christ. You know, everything you need is in Christ. So when Jesus Christ came, that is favor. Toiling came to an end in the life of Peter. Can you see now? Now, I see toiling coming to an end today in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. So also when favor comes, you know, you will not lose hope again. Let's see the story of Joseph in the book of Genesis chapter 41. Genesis 41. Let's read verse 41.
And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt.
Yes.
And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand and put it upon Joseph's hand and arrayed him in vestures of fine linen and put a gold chain about his neck.
Now, can you see what Pharaoh does for Joseph now? Joseph, who was not known. Joseph, who was not a descendant, son of the soil. No. Joseph, who has been a prisoner yesterday. But when Pharaoh came, Pharaoh moved him from the prison to palace. Can you see? That's why you must not lose hope. If Pharaoh could move, you know, Joseph from the prison to palace, I'm telling you, don't lose hope. Do not lose hope. Your own too has come. Now, can I say that favor ushers you into a season of upliftment? When favor comes, you'll be uplifted. Can you see now? You'll be lifted. You'll be looking for lifting, then you need for favor. You know, when favor comes, you'll be preferred. Preferred above others. You know, God favored Israel, that God preferred them above every other nation. Can you see now? So when favor comes, you know, something happens, you become, you know, distinctive. You know, you become the desired one. Even though you are not the best, but you are the one they're looking for. Can you see now? I pray for this favor upon you this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for the eyes of favor upon your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Let's go back to that Genesis. Genesis 41, the story of Joseph. Let's read now verse 39. Genesis 41 from verse 39.
And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God has shewed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. But thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou.
Can you see what favor did? Favor make Joseph to be distinctive. He separated him from the crowd. Wow! So, you know, if you want to be separated from the crowd, then you need favor. Hallelujah! You know, it was the work of favor over the life of Joseph that make him what he want. Can I say this very, very well? The presence of God is the beginning of favor. The presence of God is the beginning of favor. When you look at the book of Genesis 39 in verse number 2, Genesis 39 verse 2, Bible says what?
And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian.
Can you see the Lord was with him? Favor was with him, you know, and God prosper him. God make him to become, you know, succulent. Can you see now? The same thing happened to David, you know. The same thing happened to Samuel, and the same thing happened to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Bible says how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing them that were oppressed of the devil. Why? For God was with him. Now you need to carry the God's presence for you to enjoy, you know, God's favor. You need to carry God's presence for you to enjoy the favor of God. So, you know, the presence of God is the beginning of favor. Let's see that about Jesus Christ. Luke chapter 2, Luke Gospel chapter 2, verse 52. Luke chapter 2, verse number 52.
And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature, and in figure with God and man.
Can you see? He increased. You know? He increased. So when you increase with God, you will increase in favor. And you see now? So, you know, Jesus Christ increased in status and in favor. He favored with man and with God. The moment God favors you, he will send men to you. He will send men to you. Can you see now? So, you know, people like Samuel, like David, you know, people like Joseph, even our Lord Jesus Christ, it was favor that lifted them. Now, if you want to be lifted this morning, you need to pray and connect to favor. I know that you are hardworking, but hardworking without favor will lead to annoyance. It will lead to zero level. So you need divine favor. Thank God for all that you are doing. Excuse me. You need to pray for favor. I will see you after this time out in the name of Jesus.
Are you under satanic convenant or curses? Is your life full of delay or no accomplishment at all? Join Reverend David Onanuga and Crush the Devil program every Friday by 10 a.m. at Christian Dominion Network Ministries International, behind Daptop Oil and Gas, Rock City Avenue, Acero, Abeokuta. Come and experience God's power. Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah. Welcome in the name of Jesus. This morning we are talking about the season of favor, and we also call it overflowing favor. And we are sharing that, you know, if you need favor, you know, to erase labor. Also, we say you need favor to usher you to upliftment and preferment, you know, and distinction, and that the presence of God is the beginning of favor. Now let's continue. Can I say this one also this morning, that it is God that decides the time of your favor? It's God. Now, where we read, you know, from that Psalm 102, verse 13, you discover that it is God that decides the time of favor of a man. It's God. Now let's read it now. Yes.
Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come.
Thou shalt arise. So if God did not arise, you will be where you are. There will be no movement. It is God himself that will arise on your behalf. It's God himself, you know, that will catapult, you know, your favor. So he said, thou shalt arise. No, I pray this morning, may God arise for you in the name of Jesus Christ. No, thou shalt arise and have mercy upon us. I said, for the time to favor, yea, the set time. Look, your set time has come in the name of Jesus Christ. So it is God. That also, let's look at Daniel. Daniel chapter 2. Let's read verse 21. Daniel chapter 2, verse number 21.
And he changeth the times and the seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise, and knowledge to them that know understanding.
So can you see that God is the one that changes times and seasons? You know? So when you want good season, go to God. When you are in a bad season, go to God. When you're under ill luck, you're under struggling, go to God. Go to God. When you have been pursuing something over the years, and that thing has not come, excuse me, go to God. You need God. Is God is the one that can change your season. You know, it's God. Some people say the reason why they are not making it is because of the government or because of the season in the country. Excuse me, Isaac was in the land of Philistine. And, you know, when the nation was getting poorer, Isaac was getting richer. You know, why? Because there is a covenant over his life. He carried God's presence. Hallelujah. So the moment you carry his presence, you know, no matter the economy of your nation, it will not affect you. It will not. You will glow. You know, you will glow. I see that happen to you in the name of Jesus Christ this morning. I see you moving ahead. I see you crossing every hindrance in your life. I see you manifesting. I see you doing good things. I see God favoring you. I see you, like Joseph, you know, riding into the high places in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now, in that popular Psalm 30, verse 5, you know, we discover there that in his favor is life. So, favor gives life. Help me to read it. Psalm 30, verse 5.
For his anger endureth but a moment, in his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning.
In his favor is life. So, favor brings life. Excuse me. You need life in all areas of your life. You need favor. You need favor in every area of your life. Probably your marriage. You need favor. You know, In your ministry, you need favor. In your business, you need favor. You know, in your career, you need favor. As a man, as a woman, as a minister of God, you need favor. It is favor that separates you from the crowd. Now, I say in your marriage, you need favor. Okay, let's see Proverbs chapter 18, verse 22. Proverbs 18, 22.
Whoso findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favor of the Lord.
Anyone that found a wife has found a good thing. He didn't say anyone that found a good wife. Once you find a wife, so your wife, the name of your wife, that woman in your house, her name is favor. You know, the moment she enters into your house, you have been favored. So, that is God talking to you this morning. You know, that woman is a blessing to you. That woman is a favor. See that way, and it will help you to relate well with her. So, Bible says, whosoever finds a wife, obtain favor from the Lord. You know, so you have been favored. Stop complaining about her. Stop complaining about it. You have been favored already. All you have to do is to plan and move forward in life. Also in ministry, God wants to favor you as a man. God wants to favor you every day. You see, you have to enjoy divine favor every day of your life, not just for a time, not just for once in a year. Every day, you know, is a day of favor for you. And that is what is going to happen to you as from now in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's see Isaiah 49. You know, I want us to read, you know, verse number 10, you know, and to 13. Isaiah 49 from verse 10. Yes.
They shall not hunger nor thirst, neither shall the heat nor sun smite them. For he that has mercy on them shall lead them. Even by the springs of water shall he guide them. And I will make all my mountains away, and my highway shall be exalted. Behold, this shall come from far, and lo, this from the north and from the west, and this from the land of Shinim. Sing, O heavens, and be joyful, O earth, and break forth into singing, O mountains. For the Lord has comforted his people, and we have mercy upon his afflicted.
Hallelujah. Can you see what God is saying there? You know, the favor God is bringing, he said, they shall not hunger nor thirst, neither shall the heat nor sun smite them. Oh, hallelujah. For he that had mercy on them shall lead them, even by the springs of water shall he guide them. You are favored, man. You know, you are favored. You know, God has come to take over your life, to manage your life. You know, and he's saying that there will never be, you know, hunger or thirst again. You know, he said, we lead you. Apart from, he says, I will make all my mountains a way. Every way will be a way for you. You know? And he said that, and my highways shall be exalted. See what God wants to do for you. He wants to exalt you. He wants to do new things in your life. So why can't you move closer to that God? Why can't you, you know, serve that God? Why can't you be born again? When you see all these things that God has planned for your life, that the reason why you are not enjoying God is because you don't have covenant with God. No covenant with God. But the moment you have a covenant with God as a child of God, you know, you start to enjoy every good benefit from God. You know, because, you know, every child of God is entitled to God's goodness, which includes favor. I see you this morning, you know, arising and enjoying God's favor. In Jesus' name. That's why, you know, I want to say that those who are in right standing with God, they can experience God's favor. Those who are in the right standing with God, they are those who can enjoy God's favor. That's in Psalm 5. Let's read it. Psalm 5, verse number 12. Psalm 5, verse number 12.
For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous with favor, without compassing him as with a shield.
Wow. He said, the Lord will bless the righteous. With what? With favor, you will encompass him like a shield. Can you see now? So, your blessing has come. One of the blessings that God's planned for your life this time is favor. It has come. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. I say, receive it now in the name of Jesus. So, you know, this is season of favor for you. You know, when you enter season of favor, you move from success to success. You know, when you enter season of favor, you move from success to success. You know, it's a season where your paths are shining brighter and brighter. Can you see now? It's a season where, you know, everything, you know, you are shining. You know, and regardless of the obstacle, God empowers you to overcome them. You know, when favor comes, no matter the obstacle before you, you have been empowered. Your obstacles brings your favor quickly. Can you see? Gang up against you brings your lifting up. Are you following me now? So, that is the season you have entered into. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. So, you go to battle and you win without lifting a finger. Why? Because you're under favor. Can you see a man going to battle? You know, in the Bible, we saw people going to battle. And, you know, God told them, no, you will not fight. God will fight for you this battle. You know? And they went to battle. They didn't lift up their fingers and they won the battle. Why? Because God was with them. Let's see one in 2 Chronicles chapter 20 in verse 17. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 17.
You shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourself, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you.
Wow. Can you see God speaking there? Do you have a battle in life right now? That battle, favor will consume it. That battle, God will help you. Every battle of life you are going through this morning, I decree, favor will help you in the mighty name of Jesus. So, you know, it is possible for you to go to battles and win without lifting a finger. You know, favor makes you to be a landlord without buying land. Favor means to be a car owner without buying a car, you know. Can you see? Favor helps you in life, to go to overseas without spending 10 kobo. That is favor. That favor is coming to you this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. So, you know, favor is a time when God decides to amplify your strength so that your weaknesses are not obvious and your mistakes are non-existent. Your mistakes will be overlooked. Can you see? Your mistakes, you know, will not be mentioned. That is because you are favored. I see you being favored this morning in the name of Jesus. Can I say this one before we start to close this morning? Number one, that your season of favor does not depend on your location. No. Joseph was here now in Egypt. It was in his hometown. Daniel was here. In Babylon, it was not his own time. So, you know, your season of favor does not depend on your location. God can favor you anywhere. So don't say, it's because I'm not an indigent. You know, no. In fact, David was in the bush. God favored him there. You know, Daniel was in the den of lion. God favored him there. Esther was a slave girl. You know, God favored her there. So, it is not your location. It is God. God is a major factor. And I see God working it out for you in the name of Jesus Christ. And also that favor doesn't matter on how many people are seeking the same thing you are seeking. God knows how to sing you out. So that you are the one that will be blessed. No matter how many people are going for employment. There was the story of a lady who was going for a job interview. And you know what now? She came to ministry for prayers. When they got to that place, she went with her mother. When they got there, they saw the crowd. The mother came and said, she will be coming back home, that they can see governor's list, they can see that list, this list, that list, and they are on no list. I said, look, your God's list. Do you know that they are looking for just two people among the crowd? This girl, to the glory of God, was one of the people that was given the job. No, God singled her out. That is happening to you in the name of Jesus. May the hands of God be upon you. May you start to enjoy favor as from today in the name of Jesus Christ. Tomorrow, I will see you in the church. Come, let's fellowship together. You will see the supernatural power of God bringing favor upon you in the name of Jesus. God bless you.
For free prayer and counseling, send and reach Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga on
is 080-33-855-927. Is 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God you have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me, in Jesus' name, amen.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Ononuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tema Bible School, the man for our free tracts and magazines. Invite us to minister deliverance or healing. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The man for our books on various topics. Join us in our family life and leadership conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, First Service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and Second Service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.